for our scripture. This morning we invite you to Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. We would like to begin reading with verse number one. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse number 1. Very familiar portion of scripture. These words are recorded. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. We have read for you hearing from Luke's Gospel, verses 1 through 5. May the Lord continue to bless us through his word. Amen. These verses of scripture are ones that are written for the preparation for the birth of God's Son, Jesus the Christ. And in it, you'll find that the overall instructions were there for them to get ready. Get ready. You see, the story goes that a little girl was pushing the limits of her mother's last nerve. Well, her mom was nearing the end of a hectic holiday season of cooking, cleaning, shopping, wrapping, and church stuff. Well, she was also nearing the breaking point with her little preschooler, and finally the child was bathed and was ready for bed. And as she knelt to say her prayers, her mother listened in to what she called her sweet 3-year-old theologian, who customized her evening prayer. The child said, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our Christmases as we forgive those who Christmas against us." See, the question that arose was, do we need to be forgiven our Christmases? Are we so busy cooking, cleaning, shopping, decorating, inviting, and visiting that we may have missed the point? You see, it's important not to get wrapped up in the business of the holiday that we forget the reason for the season. Earlier, we lit the love candle. God's love for us was shown in the greatest Christmas gift ever, a little baby given to us at Bethlehem. We need to get ready for the coming of the celebration of that great gift, or it might just pass us by. You see, it was in a message from long ago told by the prophet Isaiah that there would be a voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. It was a message that was fulfilled by John the Baptist, foretelling the coming of God's Son, Jesus the Christ. You see, in a Peanuts cartoon, Charlie Brown was heard saying to Linus, life is just too much for me. I've been confused from the day I was born. I think the whole trouble is that we are thrown into life so fast, we're not really prepared. And wise Linus then asked, what did you want? A chance to warm up first? Well, the Advent season that we practice is exactly that. Our chance to warm up, to celebrate the birth of our Savior and Lord, amen, Jesus the Christ. The time is now to get ready. You see, in our text, we find that this town called Bethlehem was a town that wasn't quite ready for any arrivals. Well, see, it was a city so unprepared for the events of the census that Mary and Joseph were forced to stay in a barn. But that should really come as no surprise. You see, Bethlehem was kind of the poster child for procrastination, the city that was never quite ready, the city that was never prepared. 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Samuel went to Bethlehem to find the man Jesse to anoint the next king of Israel. And there he found a lowly shepherd, the youngest of Jesse's children, a little boy by the name of David. Nobody was prepared for that. And then it was David who was sent to face the giant, one who caused the enemy's army to fall on the ground laughing at the sight of a boy with just a slingshot. Bethlehem was not prepared for what was about to happen, that this small boy, this little shepherd boy who nobody would ever have chosen would become such a great king. This city that was not prepared for David's fantastic rise would be forever linked to him, Bethlehem, the city of David. And when Naomi and her husband lived in Bethlehem, it was not prepared for the famine. They were forced to leave the city for lack of food, and they had become strangers in a foreign land. And while there, Naomi's husband would die and leave her widowed and destitute. And again, this city, Bethlehem, was not ready to welcome Naomi back when she would return with her daughter-in-law, Ruth. See, we sing the song, "Oh, Little Town of Bethlehem." Well, Bethlehem, were you ready to welcome travelers once again, to give them shelter in their time of need? Bethlehem must get ready. Now is the time when preparation must be done for Bethlehem. It is time to prepare for travelers who will cram themselves into what rooms they could find in this little town. It was time to prepare for angels filling nighttime skies with messages of prophecy being fulfilled. It was time to prepare a shepherd's son coming to regain the throne, wise men coming from the east with golden fragrant gifts. Bethlehem needs to get ready. Now is the time when Preparation must be done. It's time for relatives to come and find themselves going into your guest rooms. Time to prepare for the in-laws, filling your living rooms with messages of prophecy that have been fulfilled. Time for sons and daughters to come bearing small gifts, small fragrant gifts. We must get ready, but we must do more than just prepare for the feast. We must do more than just prepare for presents, and must do more than just prepare for family, for in-laws. We must prepare for the coming of royalties, the advent of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Son of David, because the words "get ready for us today" means more than just decking the halls, the doors, and the windows with boughs of holly. It means getting our hearts ready for the real Christmas celebration. It means getting our minds ready for the real gift, getting our souls ready for the arrival of the real King. Now is the time for us to get ready. It's our chance to get our hearts and our homes ready for the celebration of the birth of the Christ child. It's important not to miss this time of warming up. Otherwise, Christmas will be here sooner than you and I could ever expect it. We could find ourselves like Bethlehem, unprepared. Bethlehem, it seems, was never quite prepared, and so the blessings nearly passed it by. Don't let the real blessing of Christmas pass us by. Get ready. Don't be fooled into thinking the toys and the decorations are the real things. We must get ready. Christmas is coming. Turn your eyes to Bethlehem. See the lesson to be learned from that little town. Get ready, because we need to realize that Christmas is not about us. It's about the Son of David, one who has come to be our King. It's about that manger down on a hillside, a place called a cave, where animals were housed and where they slept. It's about shepherds who were alerted of the birth that had taken place, about wise men who came following a star, about farm animals who may or may not have known what was going on as they watched a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. We have to get ready, because even though they witnessed the birth, we have the opportunity to celebrate the birth. Birth of God's Son, Jesus the Christ, all because he loved us so much that he sent us his Son to die for each of us. And once he died, was buried, and rose again from the grave, and sent it up into heaven. But the words are out that he's coming back again for a church without spot, without wrinkle. Get ready. Get ready. One preacher said, get ready, get ready, get ready. But the thing I'm saying, be ready. Be ready. Be ready. There's no time to get ready. But my Bible says he's coming back like a thief in the night. Nobody knows the day nor the hour. But when he comes, one must be ready to answer. But when he comes, we will all be caught up to greet him in the air. Then we'll be changed with a twinkling of an eye to be with him in glory. Bethlehem was unprepared. You don't be unprepared. You have time, you've been warned. You need to get ready. May God bless you. Amen. Thank you.